for the end zone. What a catch! This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Live on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS. We come to you from Mansion Park Stadium in Altoona, Pennsylvania for the PIAA Class 4A semifinals between a battle of unbeatens. It's 13-0 Lampeter Strasburg against undefeated District 7 champion 14-0 the Thomas Jefferson Jaguars. This broadcast today is presented by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Eber & Associates Insurance Services, the defense you need on your side. Log on, eberinsurance.com. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. Washington & Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on to washjeff.edu. Fagan Sanitary Supply, keeping gym floors looking great, including the ones at Thomas Jefferson, fagansupply.com. Frank Walker Law, you need Frank Walker Law on your side, frankwalkerlaw.com. Tandem Built Garages, helping with some of life's ups and downs. Call 724-565-1228 or online at tandembuilt.net. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. Vojovich Dermatology Associates with three convenient locations in Mount Lebanon, Washington, and in Pleasant Hills, right off the 43 Toll Road. And again, today's broadcast is sponsored by the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation here on NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Welcome back to Mansion Park Stadium in Altoona for this PIAA Class 4A semifinal matchup between Lampeter Strasburg and Thomas Jefferson. I'm Sean Saputo, joined alongside Bob Orquist today on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation and on NFHS. Bobby, we have two undefeated teams going up against each other. Lampeter Strasburg, they are 13-0, defeating Wyomissing in an overtime thriller to get to this point. On the other hand, the Thomas Jefferson Jaguars, the champions out of District 7, Lampeter Strasburg, the District 3 champions. Thomas Jefferson really took care of business in mercy rule fashion last week, defeating Clearfield 35-0.
Yeah, another trip to the state playoffs for Thomas Jefferson, and another district championship for TJ 11 and for head coach Bill Cherfack, in particular with his 10th WPL championship. It was district championship number 4 for Lampeter Strasburg and their head coach Victor Ridenour. Let's look at these two schools, Sean. Historically, it's a team that's used to being at this level. Thomas Jefferson, they are 16-4. This is their 10th appearance in the state playoffs. They are 5-1 in semifinal games, including, this is just for historical purposes, a 2019 4A semifinal win over Lampeter Strasburg, which was played on Black Friday, but it was played at Hollidaysburg, not that far from here in Mansion Park. On the other side, the Pioneers are just in the state playoffs for the fourth time. They are 0-3, losing in the semifinals to Garnet Valley back in 07, to TJ back in 2019, and then their last appearance in the state playoffs, 2024, they lost in the 4A semifinals to Jersey Shore. Their win over Wyomissing, by the way, in the D3 finals, Sean, snapped a 5-year title streak for Wyomissing.
Yeah, Wyomissing's been great over in District 3. Lampeter Strasburg has had its history. And we're going to see two really physical football teams that love to run the football. Thomas Jefferson's identity, under center, power, eye, win in the trenches. Lampeter Strasburg, they have two dominant rushers themselves, one of which from the running back position, but also the quarterback can do it on both the ground and in the air.
So the quarterback would be Caleb House. He's a senior, had a fantastic play to get them to overtime, Wyomissing, or Lampeter Strasburg against Wyomissing. He's thrown for close to 1,500 yards, but running the football, 1,259 yards, averages almost 10 yards a carry, 9.6 actually, 19 touchdowns, 5-plus 100-yard games. Dom Brown is the running back. He's over 1,400 yards. He's got 22 touchdowns. He averages 6.2 yards a carry. You add it all up, 2,682 yards between the duo, 206-plus yards per game for that duo. For TJ, might not be as spread out as much, but they've certainly got a workhorse and a great one at that. Tyler Ebert, just the sophomore, 387 carries. Let me repeat that, 387 carries. So he's 13 carries away from 400 carries, 2,089 yards rushing. He averaged 5.5 yards game rushing, 30 touchdowns, and he has been fantastic in the playoff run through the WPIO playoffs and the win over Clearfield for Thomas Jefferson.
They also have a great quarterback in Luke Costco, the 6'4" senior. He's actually headed to Cincinnati to play baseball after he graduates, and he has thrown for over 1,800 yards this season. And then you have a dynamic two-way playmaker in Braden White. He missed the first few games of the season due to injury, but that hasn't stopped him from coming back to catch over 1,200 yards on 62 catches with 14 touchdowns on the season. And he's a playmaker on the defensive end.
He has emerged on both sides of the football, especially the WPL championship, two touchdowns, one of those defensive, and two touchdowns last week on receptions in the win over Clearfield. Luke Costco last year split times at quarterback with Brody Evans. He's been the guy. He's up actually over 1,900 yards and 24 touchdowns. And he was 5 of 8 last week in the win over Clearfield. Two touchdown passes to Braden White.
We're going to take a break and come back for the coin toss here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
The folks at Fagan Sanitary Supply are the gym floor authorities.
Fagan Supply carries Hilliard Refinishing products, the best gym floor products in the country. That's the way Fagan Supply does business. The best. Fagan Supply keeps the Thomas Jefferson gym floor looking great, and they'll do it for your school too. Fagan Sanitary Supply. On your staff, not on your payroll. Call or go online. FaganSupply.com.
You know the name. Attorney Frank Walker of FrankWalkerLaw.com, your local criminal defense and injury attorney. Whether you've been charged with a crime or injured in an accident, you need Frank Walker Law on your side. Call 412-532-6805. That's 412-532-6805. Lock it in your phone and text it to your friends. 412-532-6805 or visit online at FrankWalkerLaw.com.
Garage door up, garage door down. Garage door up, garage door down. Garage door down, garage door down.
Garage door not working? This is Tom from Tandem Built. At Tandem Built, garages are what we do. Our repairmen have experience and the parts to service your residential or commercial garage door and get it working again. Call me, 724-565-1228, or find us online at tandembuilt.net. That's tandembuilt.net. At Tandem Built, garages are what we do.
Thomas Jefferson Jaguars emerging from its tunnel on the near sideline from the press box area. We are looking directly straight across for those listening on WJPA radio. We are looking directly at midfield with the logo facing to us. Lampeter Strasburg on the far side of the field. The Pioneers again undefeated 13-0. Thomas Jefferson undefeated at 14-0. As the Jaguars have taken the field in their yellow tops, black numerals, black pants with a thin yellow stripe down the side on the opposite end. Lampeter Strasburg wearing the blue helmets, all white uniform with the blue numerals. The jerseys matching the light snow flurries falling here in Altoona.
Yeah, Sean, for those watching, you can see that. For those listening, it's been a steady wind blowing press box side to far side all morning. We've had off and on flurries. We've had no really peaks of sun. Temperature is at 30 degrees. So that could favor the running game and the defense. Lampeter Strasburg, the Pioneers, average 40 points a game offensively and 9.9 defensively in their 13 games. TJ and the 14, one of which was a forfeit victory over Ringgold. They average 35.7 points a game offensively. They allow 10 points a game defensively. So looking at that, it could favor the running games. It could also favor the defenses here this afternoon at Mansion Park.
I'll tell you what, Lampeter Strasburg, they're ready to go.
They haven't even
the official coin toss about a half hour before the game while the teams are warming up, and they're getting ready to do the official coin toss here momentarily. Looking on the opposite end.
Well, they just tipped their hat, too. They're getting the football. I think I saw the return team come out, but they're certainly fired up.
On the opposite side for Lampeter Strasburg, it's going to be the quarterback Caleb House, the tight end Emery Floor, Carson Zook, the offensive lineman, and an injured Pioneer who, unfortunately, does not have the jersey showing due to the cold conditions. Coming out for the coin toss. On the flip side for Thomas Jefferson, you have Braden White, the wide receiver, Matt Martinez, who's a running back but does a lot of work at the linebacker position for Thomas Jefferson, Luke Costco, the starting quarterback, and Shep Turk, the pit commit, the offensive and defensive line specialist for the Jaguars.
Bill Chirpak specifically to Shep Turk, to Costco, Braden White, and for Matt Martinez, spoke to them as the leaders of this team, the captains, deservedly so.
Coin toss over. Lampeter Strasburg will receive. We'll take a quick break and return here on the WJPA Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
When it comes to your skincare, Voyevich Dermatology Associates has had your skin covered for 50 years. Hi, this is Dr. Justin Voyevich. We have 10 experienced clinicians and 3 convenient locations. In the Crossroads Building on West Bow Street in Washington, in Mount Lebanon near St. Clair Hospital, and in Pleasant Hills, just minutes off the 43 Toll Road. Our professional staff will provide a pleasant experience in our state-of-the-art facilities. We offer a full spectrum of services: skin cancer detection and treatment, pediatric dermatology, acne, psoriasis, and eczema therapies, and we are your board-certified dermatologist source for Botox, fillers, lasers, microneedling, and CoolSculpting. So trust your skin with the largest independent family-owned dermatology practice in Western Pennsylvania. Call Voyevich Dermatology Associates at 412-429-2570 or visit our website at vucare.com. That's vucare.com.
Thomas Jefferson kicking off, a squib kick by Sam Wessel from left to right. Bobbled on the initial return and taken up to the 33-yard line. We'll get to see Lampeter Strasburg for the first time this afternoon behind quarterback Caleb House. 1,499 passing yards, 16 touchdowns, no interceptions, and 1,259 yards and 19 scores on the ground. Shotgun with a double sidecar. It's going to be a handoff to open the drive, and it's going nowhere. Taken down right around the line of scrimmage on the initial play, Emery Floor. That was Danny Weichler on the carry for no gain. Second down and 10.
He's one of the guys that Bill Chirprec singled out as a field opener for the Pioneers.
This time it's going to be Brown, and he's hit behind the line of scrimmage for a loss of a yard on the play. So two quick plays by this Lampeter Strasburg offense, and a loss of 1. Third and 11 upcoming in the middle of the field at the 32.
Talking about Matt Martinez, right? He's been involved on both plays in the first two. He's one of the leading tacklers, actually is the leading tackler for Thomas Jefferson on the season.
House is going to drop back to pass on third and 11, looking deep down the far sideline, incomplete, slipping to the floor was Mason Hostetter for Lampeter Strasburg, and just 56 seconds elapse, 11:04 on the clock, and the Pioneers are forced to punt on a three and out, and back to return for Thomas Jefferson. Braden White doing the kicking is Peter Fiorello.
Fiorello, one of the heroes last week with 2 field goals, including the game winner. Great start. That's what you want defensively for the Jaguars. Not what you wanted offensively from the Pioneers, a three and out.
Fiorello takes the snap, punts it away from his own 19. White, fair catch signaled for and taken at Thomas Jefferson's own 31-yard line. They'll give him the 31-yard line, where we'll get our first look at Luke Costco, who's thrown for over 1,800 yards, 22 touchdowns on the season. Braden White, the wide receiver who we just mentioned in the return game, 1,233 yards on 62 catches with 14 touchdowns. And then you got Tyler Eber, 2,200 yards and 29 rushing touchdowns, including a receiving touchdown from last week as well.
So visually, look out for number 30. Also look out for number 55. You talked about him. Shep Turk, the Pitt recruit, leads that fantastic offensive line, but Eber's the workhorse, and we'll see a lot of number 30. We'll try to get that to you audibly, but you're going to hear us call the name Tyler Eber a lot tonight if things go as planned for TJ.
I formation under center, Costco slot to the far side left. Costco's going to open up with a screen pass to Braden White. Slips past the initial tackler. Wrapped up at the 40-yard line, but extends the arms to the 42 for a pickup of 11 and a first down for Thomas Jefferson.
I like that play. You know TJ is a running team. Clearfield put 9, sometimes 10 in the box last week. So that's just a quick little pitch and catch. And it's one of your playmakers, too, Braden White. If not for a good tackle by Caleb House, who's also a safety for the Pioneers, that might go the distance. But nonetheless, you get a first down and a pickup of 11 on your first play from scrimmage.
Tom Jefferson moves the two receivers to the near side right, slot man White, I formation under center Costco. Eber dots the eye. He takes his first handoff of the game. Dives right up the middle, across midfield, and into Pioneer territory with an 11-yard carry and a first down for Thomas Jefferson on back-to-back plays.
Well, power football right there, right up the gut. Tackle made by Haven Cunningham, but that's what Tyler Eber brings. So how about that? Two plays, 11 yards on each play for TJ, plus territory for the Jaguars at the Lampeter Strasburg 47 on their first two plays from scrimmage.
31 degrees, light snow, real feel of 17 from Altoona. I formation for Costco, back under center, two receivers split to each side. Eber dotting the I formation again. He'll take the handoff. He goes off left guard this time, and he falls forward for just 2 yards. Flag on the play. Back behind the line of scrimmage, and this is normally in the area of a hold or an illegal formation with how quickly it happened. So they're going to call a false start, actually. First penalty of the game goes to Thomas Jefferson.
That's one thing you want to avoid, obviously, at any level. You're in the state semifinals. By the way, the winner of this one plays the winner of District 12 champion Archbishop Bonner Prendergrass. Bonner Prendy, as I found out, is their nickname. And Southern Lehigh, those two teams play tonight.
So it will be a replay of first down as the ball moves back into Jaguar territory at the 48-yard line, just shy of midfield. Move the two receivers to the near side, White in the slot. Gavin Miller on the near boundary. It's going to be a handoff to Eber. Eber dives back up the middle of the field to pick up 6 yards, getting back to the initial line of the scrimmage to create a second down and nine.
Emory Floor, the middle linebacker at 6'1", 195, gets on Eber, but he gets the penalty yardage back, plus one, so second and nine. Not bad, right past almost where you started this set of downs, but a second down. First time that TJ has faced a second down, which is a great stat if you're rooting for Thomas Jefferson.
Kane Egerton substitutes in to be the receiver on the near side boundary. White again in the slot. Costco under center. Single tight end in Cam Barris. Costco takes the snap. It's going to be another screen pass to White, but he overshoots the intended target on the near sideline in a third and long nine for Thomas Jefferson upcoming.
Well, that's what you want if you're up at Strasburg, and that's... It's just a simple pass, right, but just too tall from Luz Costco. So I don't think the wind had anything to do with it, but the wind blowing near side, far side to the press box side is blowing into that pass, but just too tall. That's much like, except it was the opposite side of the field, the pass that White caught to start this drive for Thomas Jefferson.
Three receivers in the shotgun. Eber to the left shoulder of Costco. Third and nine at the Pioneer 36, 8:42 on the clock. Pass. Intercepted on the near side, intended for White. Coming up with the interception and streaking down the near side is Nolt, and he is finally wrapped up and knocked out of bounds at the Thomas Jefferson 18-yard line. Lampeter Strasburg with the big play on the interception by Costco.
It was just an overthrow. He had a miscommunication, the man cutting in on the near hash mark, and it went to the outside. And really the easy interception by Christian Nolt. And a great return. He takes the Pioneers to the TJ, actually inside the 20 to the 18-yard line.
It was Dom Metz, the junior right guard for the Jaguars, that finally knocked Christian Nolt out of bounds. And now prime field position for the Pioneers with 8:30 to go in the first quarter, scoreless. Shotgun formation, two receivers split amongst each side and a four-receiver set. House in the gun with Brown to his left shoulder. House takes the snap, drops back to pass, steps up in the pocket. Pressure eludes it to the left. He's finally pushed hard out of bounds. And again, in on that tackle for Thomas Jefferson was Zachary Villa, and that is going to go down as a gain of two for House.
First run for House. He's certainly comfortable in doing that if the passing options break down. Mentioned he's over 1,260 yards rushing now and 1,498 passing the football.
Brown takes the carry on second and eight, and he's going to get pushed forward across the 15-yard line and finally taken down at the 13-yard line. A very hard earned 3 yards, and it sets up a third down and four.
So Villa did a nice job initially to get in there for TJ, and then jumped onto the pile. And now you're third down and medium, third down and manageable for the Pioneers.
House pressure back comes. To pass. Pressure comes through. He steps up, gets to the 5-yard line, picking up the first down on a pickup of 7.
It's just a design. I think they're showing pass, but to me, a design run. And comfortable doing that. Yeah, quick tempo.
Back in the shotgun, two receivers split to each side. Sidecar Brown to the right. It's going to be a design QB run and diving right up the middle and picking up 2 yards is House, his third carry for 12 yards.
Caleb House.
7 minutes, 20 seconds remaining here in the opening quarter.
Trying to take advantage of the first mistake of the game. Thomas Jefferson, INT, intercepted by Christian Nolt. Second and goal now for the Pioneers, moving from right to left.
Two receivers to the far side. Handoff Brown. Brown, he's stacked at the line, but he continues to push forward, and they're going to get him for just a yard on the play as Brown was halted by TJ, who just stuffed the middle. Zach Villa with the
initial
contact.
Again, right? And then Turk at the end. I don't think that's a gain at all. Stays third and goal now from the 2. Actually, they give him a yard. Brown has 2 yards on his 3 carries. Let's see if they keep it with House this time.
Third and goal with the 2. Max line here. 2 tight ends to the near side. House, hard count in the gun. Takes it. Hands it off to Brown. Brown stutter steps near side. He's wrapped up and taken down at the line of scrimmage. And it was Emmett Forte who made the initial hit. And then coming in to finish it was Matthew Martinez.
Tried a little delay and then a count out to the right, but it was definitely Emmett Forte, the junior linebacker, that Martinez finishes him off. Fourth and goal from the 2, no gain. And the last one of last week's heroes comes on to try and attempt a field goal. Peter Ferrello for Lampas or Strasburg to try to get the game's first points.
Ferrello out there to attempt the field goal. Snap good. Line drive kick low, but right between the sticks. And with 5:47 to go, we have our first score of the game. It's Lampeter Strasburg with a field goal to go up 3-0 on Thomas Jefferson here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Hometown Ticketing makes it fast and easy to buy tickets on your school's website or in the new Hometown Fan app. It's simple. Just search for your school, buy your tickets, and they'll be right there in your account, ready to be scanned when you get to your event. Download the Hometown Fan app today.
Mountaineers know.
Let's go!
Really means. Let's try. Let's create. Let's explore. And let's do it all together.
Nothing Lampeter Strasburg after a 19-yard field goal by Peter Fiorello, his 10th field goal of the season. And now Thomas Jefferson limiting the damage after a big play interception and Fiorello's kick into the end zone for a touchback. So Luke Costco throws an interception, returned all the way back to the Thomas Jefferson 18-yard line on the previous drive after the Jaguars reached Pioneer territory. But Thomas Jefferson's defense does what Thomas Jefferson's defense does, holds and not.
So I mentioned the first mistake, really the second, because that procedure call took TJ out of the rhythm in the running game. They tried pass on second down, which is overthrown. They throw on third down, which was not in the vicinity of the receiver, which ends in the turnover, which ends in the 3-0 lead for the Pioneers. Check to the defense, though. First and goal, they hold them to a field goal. So TJ's D did the job. We get the offense back out now for Thomas Jefferson.
Two receivers in the set. Motion man from right to left is Braden White to line up in the slot far side. Hand off to Eber, and Eber just falls forward from the 20-yard line up to the 25 for a 5-yard carry. And that's just bread and butter for Thomas Jefferson. 4, 5, 3, it doesn't matter. That's just what they want to do.
3 or better, right? Well, 3.5 really is what you need, right? If you want to break down the mathematics on that. But what I'm impressed with Eber is his momentum and his speed when he gets the ball handed off from Costco. We should also shout out Trent Miller, who does a great job blocking as a fullback. But Eber has good stride and good momentum when he gets the handoff and then just hits the hole that fast.
Costco under center. It's going to be another handoff to Eber. This time, Lampeter Strasburg ready to limit Eber to just a yard on the play. Emery Floor, the initial hit.
Floor, that's Jai Steberger got in there too to defensive end, and that's what you want to do with Eber, right? You stop the momentum. That's no gain. You don't get that a lot with Tyler Eber.
Actually,
2 yard gain.
Yeah, they gave him two on that. It looked like he was stopped right at the line.
I would at least would have been forward a yard. Give him a yard. Well, TJ will take the gracious spot to bring up a third and three.
Third and three. Three receivers on the far side boundary is White, near side boundary Miller. It's going to be a handoff out of the shotgun to Eber, and Eber wrapped up, and he's going to reach forward. It's going to be very, very close. In on the hit Floor yet again, and this is just going to depend on the spot, and they're going to call it fourth down and inches. Needed three, got two, did Tyler Eber. And now decision time for the Jaguars, and it looks like they're going to bring out the extra lineman.
Well, here's why not, and your quarterback's 6'4", 211. So we could see Luke Costco going to involve. Of course, your bread and butter is Eber. Egerton also comes in late off the bench for Thomas Jefferson.
Extra lineman out there for Thomas Jefferson. Fourth down and inches. They're going to hand it off to Eber. He's going to shoot through off left guard Luke Janosko and pick up the first down on a pickup of two.
Well, Eber took a huge hit at the end of the play, and it was Floor again, the middle linebacker. But Eber had the momentum, right? That's confidence in your running game, confidence in your offensive line, and it works on a fourth and one conversion for Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson, first down and 10, ball on the on their own 32-yard line. Back under center, Costco. He's back to pass. Looks on a quick comeback route to the near side, White. White stiff arms a tackler down to the turf, wrapped up out of bounds, and finally spun out. Depending on the spot here, they'll give him the 38-yard line, and that's a pickup of six for the Jaguars on first down.
And really, you're looking at almost like a long handoff, kind of a long lateral, and a simple pass, right? White has the ability to make players miss. He's got speed. He's been a fantastic big-time playmaker for TJ in the playoffs after you mentioned coming back from an injury. That's really a simple six-yard pickup and gets you favorable down a distance.
Back in the I formation with Costco under center. Motion man right to left from the slot is Gavin Miller. Hand off to Eber. Eber's going to follow his left tackle, Shep Turk, and move ahead to the 43-yard line and pick up a first down on a gain of five.
Tackle by Danny.
Seven carries already in this game in the first half here for Tyler Eber. Weicker also in on the stop for Lampeter Strasburg. But that's bread and butter. This is a TJ shape. It'll have to be a TJ drive, right? We've had one pass, all the rest runs.
2 minutes and 45 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. Costco back under center, three receivers set, slot to the far side left. Drops back, it's a screen pass to White. This time White knocked off the initial defender, wrapped up at the 45 and finally slammed down after a gain of two. Third catch for White for 19 yards.
Really, that keeps the defense honest, right? That's what you're doing with that. Again, White has the escapability and the playmaking ability to make those big gainers, but you're keeping the defense honest, loosening things up for what obviously is the game plan, and it's been a successful game plan for Thomas Jefferson, and that's running the football specifically with number 30, Tyler Eber.
I form yet again. Costco takes the snap, fakes, rolls out to his right, looks downfield, throws one to the middle of the field, lobs it in the air, tipped in, incomplete. It was House tipping it, falling forward. Avon Cunningham made a diving effort, but it lands to the turf, and another dangerous pass by the senior Costco to bring up a third down and eight.
Well, Jai Steberger got the pressure on Costco to throw it up, but you don't want to throw it up. And you mentioned the names, and Cunningham specifically. TJ's in gold, right? Pioneers in white. You don't want four white jerseys around one yellow jersey when you're throwing that up in the middle of the field. So fortunate it wasn't turnover number two in this first quarter.
Three receiver set, Egerton to the far side of the field in the boundary. White motions from left to right in the slot. Costco back to pass, looks downfield, has a man open in the middle. It's Miller, incomplete. Avon Cunningham coming in at the last second to knock that one away, and a fourth down and eight coming for the Jaguars at their own 45, and Wessel and the punt unit take the field.
First of all, best throw for Luke Costco. Secondly, really good defensive play by Cunningham. The receiver, Miller, Gavin Miller, had a step coming near side, far side on the post pattern in the middle, but Cunningham was behind him but reached out with the left hand, no pass interference with the right hand to break that pass up.
Wessel standing at his own 31-yard line, takes the snap and boots it from his own 35. Back to return is Cunningham. It takes a Thomas Jefferson roll from the 27 inside the 15 and is ultimately downed at the 12-yard line. So with 1:34 to go, Thomas Jefferson's defense will take the field. When we come back, 3-0 Pioneers here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, roster, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets, to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country. Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app, available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store, or visit maxpreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
First play of the drive. Caleb House keeps, takes it to the far side of the field and steps out of bounds after a gain of a yard to move the ball to the Pioneer 13-yard line, his fourth carry of the game. Four carries for 13 yards, four receiver set, three to the near side left in a double slot. House back to pass, looks downfield. Pressure from Shep Turk, evades the initial hit, gets wrapped up, and is finally taken down. It was Shep Turk who initiated it, and then steamrolling through was Matthew Martinez, and then Shep Turk laid the final blow.
Also involved in that, Lucas Patterson, and then Turk finishes them up, and that's what you want to do. So this is the third possession for the Pioneers, but they are just at about 10 yards, actually less than 10 yards of offense. So the punt has flipped the field, and it has made it a third and 17 here for Lampeter Strasburg.
Loss of eight back to the five, and now we have movement on the front line by the Pioneers, and this is going to go half the distance on the first penalty of the game for the blue and white. So this is going to move the ball back to the 2.5-yard line. We'll give them the 3-yard line out of courtesy. So a 2-yard false start penalty makes it now a third down and 19 for Lampeter Strasburg after the sack by Shep Turk and Matthew Martinez, half sacks for each of them. And now standing in his own end zone is House with Brown on his left shoulder. Two receivers split to each side. House waits the snap in the gun, takes it, drops back to pass, gets pressure from the near side, takes a hit, throws one deep, and just throws it out of bounds on the far sideline. Pass intended for the tight end, Emery Floor. In coverage, Kane Egerton. Fourth down and 19, and now the punt unit comes out for the Pioneers, and the Jaguars flip the field.
Certainly, the defense has done the job, giving up 3 points on a short field after the turnover, but you force this punt from the end zone, and you make House get under pressure twice and throw the football. Now you should be looking at good field position as White is standing at the Lampeter Strasburg 44 to receive this punt.
Fiorello standing in his own end zone. It's blocked and out of the back of the end zone for a safety. So with 23 seconds to go, Thomas Jefferson gets the 2 points, and in there for the block was Matthew Martinez. We mentioned him in the pregame. He's a captain, and he really came up big with the special teams there. Special teams were so crucial for Thomas Jefferson in the victory against Aliquippa in the semifinals of the WPIAL playoffs, picking up a pair of block punts in that game. They get a block punt in the end zone of Fiorello here, and we have a 3-2 score with 23 seconds.
So, you know, with the short snap, right, with the Fiorello standing at the back of his end zone, you're going to pin yours back. Martinez pins his ears back coming from the right side. So angle right to left. walks it out of the end zone, and the safety makes it 3-2. So it's a pitcher's duel going here, going on with a field goal. So TJ flips the field, gets points out of it, and they get the football back here late in the first quarter. A little momentum, too. Their defense has certainly been on point in this first quarter for Thomas Jefferson.
The free kick moves back to the 20-yard line due to the safety. Thomas Jefferson has their return men standing all the way back at the 10-yard line.
They can't see me waving him forward a little bit. Although, Ferrella's got a good leg. He had the touchback earlier.
Yeah, the touchback went into the back third of the end zone.
And in the pregame, he was hitting field goals regularly from 42. So keep that in mind. He had two, again, including the game winner for Lampeter Strasburg last week and the win over Wyomissing in overtime.
So Fiorello and the kick team come out after the block punt by Matthew Martinez.
So that went out of the 10, that's about right.
Yeah. Went out of the back of the end zone for the safety. Fiorello comes ahead, kicks this one end over end. It's going to be up at the 17 where Gavin Miller takes the return to the far side of the field. On the far side, numbers across the 30, across the 40, and finally taken down at the 42-yard line. Is Gavin Miller on a return of 25 yards, and Thomas Jefferson's offense returns to the field with 15 seconds to go, trailing 3-2.
Outside of the interception, maybe, and the one penalty we talked about, you're happy with this. This is what TJ likes to do. They're used to playing tight games, and tight games, by that I mean they play tight games for a while, and they wear their opponents down, and next thing you know, you're looking up, and they've got a 2 or 3 touchdown lead because that's what they do. They're very, very physical football team.
Costco under center. First play of the drive, a handoff to Eber, and he's going to get across the 45, and they'll mark him at the 45 for a 3-yard gain, and that 3-yard gain is going to end the first quarter. A 19-yard field goal for Lampeter Strasburg, a safety for Thomas Jefferson, and through 12 minutes of play, the score reads Lampeter Strasburg 3, Thomas Jefferson 2 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
It's your weekly trip. It's our everyday low price. It's one of 37 things on your list. And one of 10,000 items we've marked down. It's feeding them balanced meals and helping you balance your budget. At Wise Markets, we know you keep a close eye on every price. And so do we. Our low, low price promise helps you save throughout the store without waiting for a sale. So that you can eat better, we help you spend less. That's Wise.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Mansion Park Stadium is the site in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Sean Saputo, Bob Orquist here with you on the WJPA Sports Network and on NFHS, WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. Thomas Jefferson now moving from right to left to start the second quarter, trailing 3-2. And Costco under center, single receiver to the far boundary is Braden White. Dotting the eye, Eber. He's going to take the pitch to the far side of the field. Get across midfield and into Pioneer territory to the 44-yard line and a big gain for the Jaguars and a first down.
That's just too easy. The first hit came about 8 yards downfield. Give credit to Miller leading the way on the pitch toss sweep to the right. Just 8 yards of offense in the first half for Lampeter Strasburg.
So that goes down as an 11-yard tote for Tyler Eber. 49 yards on 10 carries, and Thomas Jefferson at the Pioneer 44 under center. Near side boundary, White the lone receiver. It's going to be a toss to the strong side now, and across the 40 and taken down to the 38-yard line is Eber for a pickup of 6. Second down and 4 upcoming in the middle of the field for the Jaguars. Eber, helmet came off, so he's going to have to check out for a play, and that's going to check in Martinez at the running back position.
55 yards in this first half for Eber after that 6-yard pickup. Doing what he does. TJ doing what they do. A little bit of a rest for Tyler Eber, who doesn't like that. does not like to come out of the football game whatsoever, according to head coach Bill Chirpak.
Costco back under center. It's going to be a toss to Martinez, and Martinez is going to get taken down at the 36-yard line for a 2-yard gain, and Nolt in on the tackle from the cornerback position.
Matt Martinez.
And Eber right back out onto the field. Yeah, talking to Bill Chirpak before the championship game against McKeesport, in which Thomas Jefferson won 28-7, I asked him about the comments he made about Eber, and he said after the 42 carries that Eber said, felt like I carried it like 25 times. That's just the kind of player he is, and he's going to get a handoff right back on the field and move forward to the 30-yard line. Easy first down carry on 3rd and 1, and a pickup of 6 for Eber.
So
Thomas Jefferson grounding and pounding. First and 10 at the 30-yard line. Ball marked on the near side hashes. Sticking with the I formation, tight end Cambaris to the far side of the line. White on the near side boundary. Hand off Eber. He's going to follow his right guard, and this time he's stacked up after only a gain of 2 on the play. Up to the 28-yard line. Second down and 8 upcoming for the Jaguars.
It's a good job to come underneath by Steberger. Floor is in there as well. Defensively, Weichler, who is on the defensive end position for the Pioneers. You get a lot of white jerseys and create some traffic and stop Eber's forward momentum.
And Peter Strasburg loading the box now as Eber bounces it to the near side across the 25. Taken down from the legs to the 23-yard line. Another tackle for Christian Nolt and a 5-yard gain for Eber to Christian make it 3rd down and 3.
Good tackle by Nolt. Good bounce. You said it. Bouncing to the outside. Really good decision by Tyler Eber. It's up a 3rd and very manageable for Thomas Jefferson.
Braden White coming to the sideline to hand the play call to Costco. Ball still marked on the near side hashes. 3rd down and 3 from the 23-yard line in Pioneer territory. Hand off Eber. He's going to go off left tackle, and he's going to be short of the line to gain. Tackled down at the 21-yard line. Dom Brown in on the tackle, and a 4th down and 1 coming for the Jaguars.
Caught less than 1, actually. Good tackle. Good momentum. We saw TJ go for it on 4th. Even a 4th and less than this. This is
actually they're giving them
about
the full
a half yard.
Yard.
Yes, it is 4th and 1.
Some.
Yep. So, no surprise you see the offense out there.
This time, Costco is going to take it himself. He gets pushed right past the line to gain up to about the 19-yard line for a 2-yard pickup on the quarterback sneak and a 1st and 10. Fresh set of downs for the Jaguars with 8:06 to go in the second quarter.
So, Sean, I was a 4th down conversion early. I thought earlier it would have been maybe Costco on the quarterback sneak. This time it was, and it's red zone territory for the first time for TJ. They trail 3-2, but they're at the Lampeter Strasburg 19.
Move the tight end to the near side of the line. Far side of the field lined up at the numbers is Braden White. Costco under center. Toss played to Eber to the far side. Cuts back into the middle of the field. Gets across the 15 and down to the 13-yard line for a gain of 6. Second and 4 now for Thomas Jefferson. Ball marked in the middle of the field.
And unofficially 76 yards for Tyler Eber. That's what he does. Workmanlike. And very good at it. And very happy doing it as well for Thomas Jefferson.
A 5'10", 170-pound sophomore.
Yeah, repeat that last part.
Sophomore.
Yes, you got that right.
Toss play to the near side of the field now. Eber bounces off the initial tackler, gets inside the 10-yard line, picks up first down yardage, and a gain of 5. Eber. First and goal from the 8 for Thomas Jefferson.
So good penetration by Emery Floor, who's been active defensively, but just shrugging off that hit was Tyler Eber. And first and goal for Thomas Jefferson.
White lines up as the lone receiver to the near boundary under center Costco. Handoff Eber shoots through the line, and he's tackled down at the one-yard line. Needed 8 on the first and goal, got 7, and Thomas Jefferson a yard away from the first potential touchdown of this semifinal.
Good tackle right at the end of the play by Christian Nolt, who's been active. Cunningham as well, even Cunningham. But this is what TJ does. All the plays on this drive after getting the safety have been on the ground, and they are poised to take their first lead here just about halfway through the second quarter.
6:10 on the clock. Handoff Eber. He shoots through. Touchdown, Thomas Jefferson. Tyler Eber from 1 yard out. And the first touchdown of the day is on the board. It is 8-3 Thomas Jefferson. And they will bring out Sam Wessel for the extra point.
Again, their first lead, and basically helmet came off, so Martinez one run. Costco on the 4th-and-1. All the rest was number 30 doing the work for Thomas Jefferson.
Wessel waiting the extra point. Snap good, hold good. Kick up and kick is through. 6:05 to go in the first half. Thomas Jefferson behind a 1 yard Tyler Eber touchdown run. Holds the lead 9-3 over Lampeter Strasburg here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Eber and Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber and Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber and Associates at 412-653-0600.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Thomas Jefferson ensuing kickoff. And end over end kick from Wessel taken at the 2 yard line. Bringing it up is Dom Brown. He goes to the middle of the field. He is clipped down at the 25-yard line. Gavin Miller shooting through after the 23-yard return.
Gavin Miller on a stop. Dominic Brown on a return.
Fourth possession of this first half for the Pioneers. This one's starting at their own 25 again. 8 yards of offense on their first three possessions. There's a big 8-yard sack that led to the block punt safety for Thomas Jefferson.
Double sidecar, handoff, and shooting through the middle and picking up 2 yards on the play. Trying to see who that was on the carry. I believe that was Weichler on the carry, his second
Weichler.
Carry of the game.
Martinez comes up underneath.
Now quick move. Slot to the far side. Left with the two receivers. Fake handoff. House is going to keep it. He holds it, and he just drops down behind the 25-yard line to the 24. Zach Villa shooting in to make the stop, and a loss of 4 on the play.
House tries to come to the left. Would you drop down, right? I counted at least 15, 16 gold jerseys, which would be a penalty, obviously. At least 5. When he turned to try to come back to the near side.
Double slot to the far side. 4 receivers set, 3 on that far side. Single receiver on the near boundaries. Back to pass House. He steps up, and he is hit right back at the original line of scrimmage. Falls forward to the 26-yard line for a gain of 2. And in on the tackle, making the hit with one arm, Shep Turk.
Pretty good I have one arm, Shep Turk. You mentioned the Pitt recruit. Just got voted on the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, fabulous 22. Also a great wrestler. Two-way offensive lineman. He's going to play most likely on the offensive line for Pitt. They could use him. Wonder if he can get to Boston tomorrow.
WPIL heavyweight champion last year in wrestling, and now the punt by Fiorello nearly blocked on the pressure. Braden White gets bumped into, flag out. White still takes the football at the 40, bounces off a tackler, gets to the near side, evades the official, gets across the 45, across midfield, and is finally dragged down in Pioneer territory at around the 47-yard line. The flag is going to be interference as Lampeter Strasburg defender ran into Braden White.
He's saying he was blocked in, but it was Cole Lopez. How about Braden White? That's fearless. He takes the bump and then with all the guts picks it up and gets into plus territory. And I don't think that it's added on at this level. The flag is actually down at the TJ 43, and
it's White was
knocked out. Yeah, White was knocked out of bounds at the Lampeter Strasburg 46.
Yeah, they have him at the 46. That's 11 yards from where the flag is being assessed. The return was 16 yards where he scooped the ball from the 40. 4:12 to go here in the first half. Officials.
So you take the flag and you're not adding it on, right? Because it'll be four extra yards.
A little conclave going on in the middle of the field between the officials as they're trying to pan this one out. They might be trying to say that the defender was maybe blocked into Braden White. It could pick up the flag.
And Lopez did put his hands up right away.
During the kick, Thomas Jefferson called fair catch. There's a foul. Kick-catching interference on the kicking team. That foul is 15 yards from the end of the kick.
So 15 yards from the end of the kick. They're saying White did call a fair catch.
So he picks it up just in case it's a fumble, right?
Yep.
It was an intentional deception. But there definitely was contact, although Lampeter Strasburg and Victor Reidenauer.
And that's
what
he's
not happy about that. Victor Reidenauer for the Pioneers is in his fourth year as a head coach. He was here as an assistant coach under John Mannion, who was the head man for Lampeter Strasburg for 23 years.
So the kick-catch interference penalty moves the football up just 2 yards to the Thomas Jefferson 44. Braden White on the return that was nullified due to the fair catch.
So Victor Reidenauer is a very busy man. You know, I know this because he and his wife Jen had 7 kids. Oof. And at one point, 4 dogs and 2 cats. So not sure on that second number, but very busy man for Coach very busy lifestyle for Coach Reidenauer, and that's going to cost TJ 5 yards, a pre-snap penalty.
Yep, false start on the Jaguars' movement by the fullback Trent Miller. So back to the 49-yard line, still in Pioneer territory. First down and 15 for Thomas Jefferson. Braden White out on the far side slot. Miller takes the boundary. Near side receiver is Egerton under center. Motion man White from right to left. Costco takes the snap. Hand off Eber. He dives right up the middle. Spins off a blocker, and that's Everly, and he falls forward to the 41-yard line for an 8-yard gain and a 2nd and 7 for the Jaguars.
So he is at the 45, and you're right. He has actually brought down the other play by Weichler, but it was Beckett Everly, hard to miss him, 6'5", 265. He's just a sophomore. That is, Eber ran into his back, which stopped his momentum.
3 minutes, 40 seconds to go. First half, Jaguars holding a 9-3 lead over Lampeter Strasburg. Sean Saputo, Bob Workwist here with you on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation and on the NFHS Network. Costco, handoff. Eber goes off left guard across the 40 to the 37, picks up 4 more yards, and creates a manageable 3rd down and 3 for Thomas Jefferson. 101 yards on 21 totes in the first half for Eber.
Floor makes another tackle, and we've called his name a lot, too. He's one of the top defenders. Emory Floor is the middle linebacker. Generally, your middle linebacker, right, is the guy you count on to make those tackles, but you mentioned it, 3rd and manageable after the 5-yard penalty, 2 carries and 12 more yards. That puts, by my count, Eber right at 100.
Ever takes the third down and three, handoff, shoots through the middle of the field up to the 32-yard line. Five more yards for Tyler Ever and a movement of the chains for Thomas Jefferson. First down in the middle of the field.
First down for TJ.
Ever getting his work cut out for him here in this PIAA Class 4A semifinal. 22 carries already in the first half. He's only had 33. Only 33 the last two games.
Only?
Against Clearfield and...
Plus 40 in the first two playoff games for TJ as well. He is the definition of a workhorse.
Costco faked the screen, going deep for Egerton. Incomplete on the near side of the field. Dropped down in the end zone. Egerton was matched up with House. And the good ball by Costco, but just overthrown.
So it's a double move, which took the cornerback out of the play, but both safeties, Cunningham was trailing, but it was House, as you said, House, the safety who came over, and it was good coverage, right? Luckily, that pass from Costco was thrown high, which allowed no one to get a chance at it. So second and 10 for TJ at the Pioneers 32.
Costco back under center, hand off to Ever. Ever bounces off the initial tackler, but that initial tackler was able to hold serve and stop Ever at the 30-yard line. It was Jace Steiberger on the tackle.
He got up underneath, and then coming in to close the deal was outside linebacker Dawn Brown. So third and eight. This is one of the few times TJ's been in this kind of down a distance, and that's what Lampeter Strasburg would like to hold TJ in. Both teams have all three of their timeouts remaining, so TJ could take their time and run it down and then make a decision. They've got the offense back out. There's still plenty of time, 10 seconds on the play clock.
1:35 on the game clock. Third down and eight at the Pioneer 30-yard line in the middle of the field. Three receivers, and there is the first timeout of the half taken by Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson, two timeouts remaining after this one with a minute and 31 seconds remaining, and with this timeout, we will send it to break here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Sean Saputo, Bob Orquist here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation, as well as the NFHS Network. From Mansion Park Stadium in Altoona, Thomas Jefferson, the District 7 champions of the WPIAL, holding a 9-3 lead over the District 3 champions from Lampeter Strasburg. Third down and eight upcoming for the Jaguars. Ball in the middle of the field.
I can feel Braden White territory in this third and eight. He has slot left to the near side.
Miller on the far boundary, Egerton near side. They're going to go with a draw play to Ever, and that tells me with a pickup of
4 down territory.
Yep. 5-yard pickup, and that's going to bring up a fourth down and three, and the Jaguars are going to keep the offense on the field.
Preston Schoenauer, the outside linebacker, the senior, make that tackle. Ball's at the 25. You need the 22.
Egerton and White come out from the sideline.
Just for the record, my default was Ever getting a carry. I know, shocking, right?
Under a minute to go, first half. Costco under center. Screen pass. White, first down up to the 20-yard line. For the Jaguars, needed three, got five, as Dawn Brown picks up the tackle, but not before the fourth catch for Braden White and the first.
And TJ has entered the sheep red zone.
First and 10 from the 20, ball marked on the near side hash. 37 seconds and winding to go. Costco in the shotgun. Three receivers, White in the slot. Hand off Ever. He dives right up the middle. Breaks through a tackler. Spins off another. Dives to the end zone. Touchdown, Thomas Jefferson. Tyler Ever breaking tackles from 20 yards out. And the Jaguars go up 15-3.
That is your prototypical Tyler Ever run. First of all, great blocking. Leading the way in the middle. You got Beckett Everly. Also, Dom Metz, the center. So Ever is at 10, 5, maybe 7 yards untouched. Then he spins. His first contact came near the 5. He spins and breaks a tackle there. Then he breaks another tackle at the 3 and pinballs into the end zone from 20. Back-to-back touchdowns for TJ, and they've got 16 unanswered in this one.
As the extra point by Wessel is through the sticks. We have 25 seconds left here in the first half. It's the Jaguars 16, Pioneers 3 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
The folks at Fagan Sanitary Supply are the gym floor authorities. Fagan Supply carries Hilliard Refinishing Products, the best gym floor products in the country. That's the way Fagan Supply does business. The best. Fagan Supply keeps the Thomas Jefferson gym floor looking great, and they'll do it for your school, too. Fagan Sanitary Supply. On your staff, not on your payroll. Call or go online. FaganSupply.com.
Squib kick by Wessel up the near sideline. Took an awkward hop and still managing to pick up yardage from the 17 by Lopez up to the 26-yard line for a 9-yard return with 17 seconds to go here in the first half. Jaguars 16, Pioneers 3, Jaguars with 16 unanswered. Fiorello had a 19-yard field goal for the Pioneers to open the scoring after a interception that set up the Pioneers at the 18-yard line. 19-yarder made it 3-0. A Thomas Jefferson safety on a Matthew Martinez block out of the end zone made it 3-2, and then back-to-back Eber scores. It's going to be Dom Brown on a handoff, and he's going to pick up 2 yards up to the 28-yard line. And Lampeter Strasburg is going to send it to the locker room. So the Jaguars pick up 16 unanswered. It was the block by Matthew Martinez that led to a safety that sparked the run for Thomas Jefferson. And at halftime for Mansion Park Stadium, it's Thomas Jefferson 16, Lampeter Strasburg 3, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. On NFHS.
You know the name. Attorney Frank Walker of FrankWalkerLaw.com, your local criminal defense and injury attorney. Whether you've been charged with a crime or injured in an accident, you need Frank Walker Law on your side. Call 412-532-6805. That's 412-532-6805. Lock it in your phone and text it to your friends. 412-532-6805 or visit online at FrankWalkerLaw.com.
At Tandem Built, garages are what we do. We build new commercial and residential garages. We install new garage doors. We repair existing garage doors and openers. And we've been doing all of this for more than 40 years here in southwestern Pennsylvania. Tandem Built Garage Doors, helping with some of life's ups and downs. Call us at 724-565-1228 or find us online at tandembuilt.net. Tandem Built Garage Doors, PA 185-459.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
When it comes to your skincare, Voyvich Dermatology Associates has had your skin covered for 50 years. Hi, this is Dr. Justin Voyvich. We have 10 experienced clinicians and 3 convenient locations. In the Crossroads Building on West Bow Street in Washington, in Mount Lebanon near St. Clair Hospital, and in Pleasant Hills, just minutes off the 43 Toll Road. Our professional staff will provide a pleasant experience in our state-of-the-art facilities. We offer a full spectrum of services: skin cancer detection and treatment, pediatric dermatology, acne, psoriasis, and eczema therapies, and we are your board-certified dermatologist source for Botox, fillers, lasers, microneedling, and CoolSculpting. So trust your skin with the largest independent family-owned dermatology practice in Western Pennsylvania. Call Voyevich Dermatology Associates at 412-429-2570 or visit our website at vucare.com. That's vucare.com.
16-3 at the half. Thomas Jefferson leading Lampeter Strasburg in the PIAA Class 4A semifinal. Sean Saputo, Bob Orquist here with you on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS. And, well, Lampeter Strasburg got a big play in the first quarter, an interception that put the ball at the 18-yard line. Bobby O, Lampeter Strasburg starts the scoring, but after that, it was all Thomas Jefferson.
So it was Christian Nolt on a tremendous pass by Luke Costco. He picks it off and didn't get near the receiver. To TJ's credit, the defense holds, right? They get in the and goal situation, a first and goal, they hold. So they force a field goal. So that's with 5:46 to go in the first. Peter Ferrello from 19, 3-0, but that's almost a win for TJ, right? So they get the ball back. They have to punt, but they flip the field. There's a penalty and a sack, the only sack of the first half, that put Lampeter Strasburg near their two-and-a-half-yard line. They had to punt from the end zone, knifing in Matt Martinez from the right side. Blocks the punt out of the end zone. It's 3-2, and you've got field position for TJ, and you've got momentum and mojo for TJ, and you've got Tyler Eber. He took over from there. He caps off the ensuing drive halfway through the second quarter with a one-yard touchdown run. He caps off the final drive for TJ with a 20-yard touchdown run with 25 seconds left. You add in a couple extra points from Sam Wessel. If you got 16 unanswered, you got a 13-point lead for TJ at the half, 16-3 in this one.
First half numbers for Thomas Jefferson, 36 plays ran in the first half. Tyler Eber, 25 carries for 133 yards and two touchdowns. Matt Martinez and Luke Costco both contributed two-yard rushes. Costco is passing 4 of 9 for 24 yards and an interception. Braden White has all 24 receiving yards. 161 total yards for Thomas Jefferson in the first half. On the other side for Lampeter Strasburg, only 15 plays ran in that first half. And 0 for 2 passing for House. House and Dom Brown are your leading rushers. 7 carries for 3 yards for House. Brown has 4 carries for 3 yards, and then Weichler 2 carries for 2 yards. 8 total yards for Lampeter Strasburg in that half. And how many yards last week did Tyler Eber have against Clearfield?
How many did Eber have? He had 33 for 146
okay,
and a touchdown.
How many yards did they allow? It was 100.
So here's the thing. I was just going to get to that. So let me back it up a little bit, okay? I'm going to get to Clearfield. I promise you, fans, I will get to Clearfield first. So you go West Allegheny in the opening round, the quarterfinals of the playoffs. They shut down Brock Purnell, who recently committed to the Ivy League. Then you get into the semifinals against Aliquippa, Tyke Hayes, Penn State recruit.
Shut him down.
6,800 yards career rushing. Shut him down. Then you get to the championship, it's McKeesport, Keeman Spell, another Penn State recruit.
2027 top five running back.
You shut him down. 65 yards. Tyke Hayes was held to 46 yards. Then you go against Clearfield, the Bison. They have Brady Collins, who is a Brown recruit. He came into last week's game averaging 214.9 yards a game. TJ held the Bison all told to 129 yards of offense. So that doesn't bode well to running the football against this TJ Jaguar defense. The numbers you gave out bear that out in the first half, holding the Pioneers to 8 yards of offense.
And the thing about that is coming into this game, Caleb House averages on the ground 96.8 rushing yards, 1,259 on 131 carries this year. Dom Brown has carried the ball 230 times for 1,425 yards. There are two 1,200-plus yard rushers averaging on the ground, they average 254.7 per game total.
As a team, those two, 206 plus.
Yeah. And
how many they have in the first half? 8 yards.
Yes. And Tyler Eber, in just this game, I mean, you can include last week against Clearfield, but I want to hit on this game. Eber, 133 yards. He has nearly outgained what Thomas Jefferson's defense has allowed through six quarters of state playoff action.
So let me do some quick math. So that's 80. That's 113. That's 146 and 25 more. That's
161.
171.
No, 171.
Right? So Eber, well over 400 yards. That's a workhorse. And an effective workhorse. And loves it. And that touchdown run, the second one, was prototypical, right? Bouncing. First of all, great job by the offensive line. He's not touched. It's at least 7, maybe 10 yards downfield. Then he breaks a tackle, then he spins out of another tackle and breaks a third tackle on his way to the end zone. TJ in control, 13 points. I won't say it's extremely comfortable, but it's comfortable enough in this one after going down 3-0.
There's more semifinal action going on around the state, and we'll get to that when we come back. Let's take in some of the sounds of the Thomas Jefferson High School Band before we head to break here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
And finally, those who remember Beatlemania will surely recognize this next piece. Let's reminisce as the Jaguars wrap up today's performance with this mega hit by the Beatles. Here's I Wanna Hold Your Hand.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And we welcome you back to Mansion Park here in Altoona. I work with Sean Saputo, WJPA Sports Network, NFHS, all brought to you by CNX. We are in the state playoffs, the semifinal round. TJ at the half, a 16-3 lead over Lampeter Strasburg. The game directly opposite of this in the state playoffs features the District 12 champs, Archbishop Bonner Prendergast. And they are taking on Southern Lehigh. That game tonight, 7 o'clock, at Central Bucks High School. For Bonner Pendergraft, by the way, Mick Johnson had two touchdown runs, and Noel Campbell had two touchdown passes to Jeremiah Coleman for Bonner Prendy. They have never made an appearance in the state championship. Southern Lehigh, their opponent, Sean Steckert, is over 2,000 yards rushing career on the season. Four touchdowns last week, and they went over Juniata. They've never been in a state championship. So if Lampeter Strasburg comes back to defeat TJ, you'd have a team, one team looking, both teams next week looking for their first ever state championship. TJ, of course, has five of those. This stadium, this facility, Sean, is very popular, apparently, because we're going to be here for 7 o'clock kickoff between Bishop McDevitt and Pine Richland. That's 5A. Tomorrow, the only Saturday state playoff game features Central Catholic at Harrisburg at 6A. That'll be here at Mansion Park. We got some highlights coming your way now on the video. There's the blocked punt for the safety, and then two Tyler Heber runs, a one-yarder and a 20-yarder. Central Catholic, they're looking for their first trip to the state final since 2016, where they lost to St. Joe Prep. And Harrisburg has won four straight District 3 titles. Both teams are 11-2. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff tomorrow. By the way, Harrisburg has Deontay Steffi, who is a Syracuse recruit. And they've got Kevin Brown, who's a Penn State recruit, on the offensive lineman. We've got Brady Gompers headed to Duke. Xavier Thomas headed to Penn State as well. Downingtown West and St. Joe Prep. I know everyone's shocked at that, right? They have been to eight straight state finals. They're 9-2. They've won 5 of 6 in 6A. Downingtown West is their opponent tonight at 7 o'clock. This is only the second state playoff appearance ever for Downingtown West. And St. Joe Prep, by the way, is the only state champion remaining in the state of Pennsylvania. In 4A, we just told you Bonner Prendergraft, who told you we've got Bishop McDevitt, Pine Richland, Westchester, Ruston, and Roman Catholic is the eastern half semifinal, or the eastern finals. Neither of those teams have been to a state championship. Northwestern Lehigh joins Southwestern Lehigh in the playoffs. In 3A, they take on Danville. Both teams are 13-0. That's on the eastern side. Northwestern Lehigh was a runner-up to Bell Vernon a couple of years ago. And then Avonworth, they were in the state championship back in 2019. They take on Penn Cambria, who's 14-0. They've never been to a state championship. Avonworth is 10-3. By the way, they lost to Southern Columbia, who is also Southern. We're talking about state playoffs. Yep. We're not talking about Southern Columbia or Aliquippa. So yeah. I don't know.
It's a unique year.
What is going on, Sean Saputo?
It's a unique year.
TJ, of course, took care of Aliquippa in 4A. 2A, it's Taylor Riverside and Troy. 14-0 for Troy, 13-1 for Taylor Riverside. They've been in the state championship game twice, last time 2010. South Park, they're trying to go 3-0, right? They've been in the state playoffs three times. They won championships in 97, 05, and now 2024. So they're trying to go four straight. They take on Central Clarion, which I just was reminded, just their fifth year. That's a conglomerate between Clarion, Clarion Limestone, and Northern Clarion. And in 1A, it's Muncie and Bishop Guilfoyle and Port Allegheny on the western side against Fort Cherry. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff. You can hear that tonight on WJPA. Fort Cherry trying to go back-to-back as a state championship. So I lied to you. That's the other state champion who has a chance to regain. But Aiden Bliss has 2,800 yards rushing, 48 touchdowns. His yards per game and his touchdowns are top five in the country for Port Allegheny. They're 13-0. Fort Cherry is 14-0. Again, you can hear that tonight on WJPA.
Bob Gregg and Brandon Rossi on the call from Clarion University for that one. This game is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA and is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the expressed written consent of the PIAA, WJPA Radio, and the NFHS Network is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2024. And I really want to also thank our crew today that has done a fantastic job here at Altoona Mansion Park Stadium. Jason Tennant, our producer and director, our camera operators, Scott Donnelly, Noah Tennant, and Brett Gambita. Special thank you to all of them. They're the ones bearing the elements with the window wide open next door to us while we have it slightly cracked.
Brett's the field cam operator.
Yeah, Brett's really getting it. He's down on the field.
He's taking one for the team.
So he's down on the field. He has to completely bundle up. The crew up here, they're still bundled up a little bit, though, because that window is wide open over there. We have it slightly cracked. It was about, I felt like we were in the desert here. I'm wearing a T-shirt in this press box, and it's 22 degrees outside with the real feel.
Let me just preface this by saying this is not a complaint, but it was kind of toasty in here. And we definitely needed to open the window to air it out a little bit. But, yeah, they're doing a great job. And TJ did a great job, right? They kind of shrugged off the interception. The defense held in the end goal situation. So 3-0 is not as bad as being down 7-0, right? They found their footing, and they'll get the football here to start the second half.
Let's take a quick break before we start the second half here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Third quarter about to get underway. Fiorello has the ball teed up at the 40-yard line in the middle of the field, kicking left to right. It's a squib kick up the near side, scooped up by Thomas Jefferson, bobbled and taken down for no gain on the return. And the Jaguars will start at their own 28-yard line. And in on the return, scooping it up was an up man for Thomas Jefferson, and that was number 20, Jarrett Becote.
Hold on to Tyler Eber. The reason I asked you to repeat the fact that he's a sophomore is I just wanted to warn opponents for TJ that he's coming back.
Yep. A long lineage of great running backs, Thomas Jefferson, over the years.
It's incredible. Yep. It took about 25 minutes of our conversation on the ride out talking about the lineage of some of the TJ players, including the great running backs.
Tyler Eber takes the carry to start, breaks through a tackle, near side 40, gets across midfield, 45, finally wrapped up at the ankles at the 37-yard line in Pioneer territory. Big run for Tyler Eber to start the quarter. 35 yards for the sophomore.
Longest run, longest play of the game. Just in case you just think he likes to run between the tackles, he can do it elsewhere. And a great job to get TJ just like that in the plus territory.
Costco comes back in the I formation with White, the single receiver, to the near boundary going right to left. Costco hands it off. Eber, dive right off left guard across the 35 up to the 31-yard line, and he picks up six more.
Emily Floor makes the tackle, but we haven't talked about some of the interior linemen. We've got Cole and Shelley out there, and Thad Wolf, the nose tackle, who's 6'4", 315, by the way. So big shout-out, Luke Janosko, Shep Turk, Dom Metz, Zane Sable, Beckett Everly, the fullback we already talked about, Trent Miller. Give the wide receivers credit. That blocking has kept that front off of Tyler Eber so far in this one.
Another handoff to Eber. This time he goes off left tackle. And a flag out on the play. He got first down yardage. He needed 4 yards, picked up 5, but the flag is out on the play. And
well, it was right at the tackle, so there's two of them, actually. Didn't notice that, but when the flag's on the tackle right away, your first instinct is think holding TJ. It is holding against TJ, so the first instinct was right.
The holding call came past the line of scrimmage, marked at the 29-yard line.
There's also a flag at the 27, and they go from the 29.
So Eber gets 2 yards on the carry, and then the 10-yard penalty.
TJ football, what is this?
Sun.
Up to our right. Sun poking through the clouds. Mansion Park, great facility here in Altoona. Sun is out, but there's still a little flurries hanging around.
Ball at the 39-yard line, 2nd and 12 for the Jaguars. Motion man White from the near boundary to the far side of the field. Toss play to Eber. Eber gets a block, another flag out on the play in the area of holding yet again on Thomas Jefferson as Eber fell forward back to the original line of scrimmage of the 37 for a gain of 2.
TJ had the costly penalty, which put them behind the sticks on a pre-snap penalty in the first half. Actually, it was a procedure. And then the interception. But that, since then, they've been mistake-free until here, where they're going to cost themselves another 10 yards.
But Eber picks up yet another 2 yards because this marker is down at the spot where Eber was tackled at the 37. So this is going to trot it back to the 47 and create a 2nd and 20 for Thomas Jefferson. So Eber, 178 yards now. Talking about the lineage of Thomas Jefferson backs here, 10:26 to go.
You routed them off just like this.
Yeah, you have...
I'm snappy. You can hear me in the background,
Orlando
folks.
Torres, Brian Baldridge, Ryan Ruffing, Quentin Hill. You name them, they were doing it at Thomas Jefferson High School in the backfield as running backs. Costco out of the shotgun, handoff Eber. This time, finally, Lampeter Strasburg gets in there and making the initial hit. Preston Schoenauer for no gain and a 3rd and 20 upcoming for Thomas Jefferson. The first carry for Eber today that has gone for no gain.
Steeberger is well in the middle. He's a defensive end, senior at 6'2", 190. And Schoenauer is the outside linebacker, 6'4", 201. And you're right, first time they were able to get penetration. And it came from the outside right, to bring it a 3rd and long, 3rd and 20. That is what TJ tries to stay away from, any team, really.
At the 48 in Pioneer territory, Costco in the gun, drops back to pass, looking downfield, over the middle, finds Braden White in open and connected, and ball drops, but flag out on the play. Braden White had to turn around. The ball was slightly thrown behind him. He turned his body, and Caleb House, the safety, made the initial contact to bump White and knock him off the football.
Hey, he got there
yards.
Early. So 15 yards is not an automatic first down. Keep that in mind. So it's going to bring up a 4th down at about 5. But there was contact early. First of all, great job to give all day. Luke Costco had plenty of time to throw that. And it was White on a post pattern. If it's thrown a second earlier, it might be a touchdown. But it's thrown where White gets there if Howells doesn't. So it's 3rd down. It's repeat. So I apologize. Repeat, 3rd down. So that's a big penalty right there. And TJ had 20 yards of penalties. You get 15 of it back right there. It brings up way more manageable 3rd down for the Jags.
3rd down and 6. Ball at the 33.
4th penalty against Lampeter Strasburg. 3 against TJ in this contest so far.
So definitely 4 down territory for the Jaguars now with the ball just 6 yards shy of the line of gain. 3 receivers, single back set, 2 to the far side, and it's going to be a screen pass. Incomplete, intended for Braden White, and Luke Costco put some zip on that football.
Too high and too hard, right? It's a comeback. It's really not a bubble screen or a channel screen over there because White is coming back towards Costco. But as he's coming back, White, the USIN baseball recruit, right, that's a high heater. And there's really no chance for White to catch that. So you mentioned 4th down territory, ball at the 33. Yard to gain, line to gain is the 27, and the offense stays out there for the Jaguars.
Costco comes out in the shotgun. Eber, sidecar to the right. Near side slot receiver Miller motions from left to right. 2 receivers on the boundaries and a timeout. taken by Thomas Jefferson with 9:16 to go in the third quarter. And we'll take a quick break here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Uber Teen Accounts. Introducing an Uber account for your teenager. Scan the QR code to sign up for an Uber Teen account.
16-3, Thomas Jefferson leads, facing a fourth down and six from the Pioneer 33-yard line from Mansion Park Stadium. Sean Saputo and Bob Orquist.
I should let the folks know that Sean is a TJ grad, so that's why he rattled these off. We also mentioned the names Devin Danielson, Lucas Nix, and Dom DeCicco, because they all were Jaguars owned up at the University of Pittsburgh.
Brock Shep DeCicco.
And both DeCiccos, right?
Brock DeCicco started at Wisconsin. He played there. You had Zach DeCicco, W&J grad.
I was just talking about the Pitt.
Oh, the Pitt guys.
The Pitt
yeah.
connection from TJ.
Shotgun formation for Costco. Slight roll out to the right. Throws a screen pass intended for Egerton, who was wide open, but it drops at the 25-yard line, incomplete, with 9:10 on the clock. And Lampeter Strasburg comes up with a stop and gets the ball at their own 33-yard line.
The reason the groan, because that was well set up, right? So they ran play action right, and they brought Egerton across the grain on a drag route left, and he's wide open. That's a touchdown if that ball is anywhere near number five.
So the Pioneers will look to get this offense going with 9:10 to go in the third quarter, trailing 16-3.
So their credit, big stop, right? Yeah. Now you got to find it offensively. You need more than 8 yards of offense if you're going to come back in this one of the Pioneers.
Trips to the far side, double slot. Single receiver on the near side in Hostetter. Shotgun formation for House. House has Brown in the backfield off the left shoulder. It's going to be a route, quick out route to the near sideline. Catch made at the 41-yard line. So Lampeter Strasburg, one play, 8 yards, as it was Hostetter.
Hostetter had the big catch on the fourth down and 13. For them last week, that set up the game-tying field goal. That's their first completion, Brown. And they're going to get a first down.
And Brown shoots across the 45 up to the 46-yard line for a gain of 5 yards. And the first time we've seen back-to-back positives for Lampeter Strasburg. A quick moving here. House goes right back to Brown. He's going to take it to the far side of the field. Gets across the 45. Breaks into Thomas Jefferson territory. Lowers a stiff arm on Kane Egerton, but he drags him down out of bounds at the 44-yard line for a pickup of 8 on the play. So things working now for...
Well, we just said, right, 8 yards of offense. That's 2 straight 8s plus a 5. So 21 yards to start. That's
time.
More like an undercut, nice undercut.
Brown takes the handoff up for just a yard.
Matt Martinez, again, who's been great defensively for TJ all year.
And quick moving again. Three receivers to the near side. House in the gun. Brown to his left. House keeps it. He breaks into the open field. Nobody's going to catch him. Caleb House, touchdown. Lampeter Strasburg, 45 yards to Pater. It's 16-9.
Well, whatever Coach Ridenhour said, Victor Ridenhour, whatever adjustments they make, check and check for the Pioneers. What a fantastic opening start to the third quarter. They get a stop. They get the ball back just like that. 5 plays, they move up the field, and they're back in this one.
Fiorello out for the extra point. Snap good, hold good. Kick is up, and Fiorello buries the extra point. Five plays, 67 yards, and the Pioneers have cut the deficit. It's Thomas Jefferson 16, Lampeter Strasburg 10, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
The folks at Fagan Sanitary Supply are the gym floor authorities. Fagan Supply carries Hilliard Refinishing products, the best gym floor products in the country. That's the way Fagan Supply does business. The best. Fagan Supply keeps the Thomas Jefferson gym floor looking great, and they'll do it for your school, too. Fagan Sanitary Supply. On your staff, not on your payroll. Call or go online. FaganSupply.com.
Back here on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS, and the ensuing kickoff kicked out of the end zone for a touchback. Thomas Jefferson will take over from its own 20-yard line. Got to the Lampeter Strasburg 33-yard line, turnover on downs, and then the Pioneers, after just 8 yards of offense in the first half, go 67 yards on five plays, capped off by a Caleb House 45-yard touchdown run.
Well, the two penalties certainly hurt TJ on the drive. I don't want to throw the hot knife through butter cliche out there, but that's what it was like on an opening drive for Lampeter Strasburg. So good for them, right? They certainly needed that. They've got life. They've got belief. They've got pep in their step, getting this game within 6 points.
Costco under center, single back formation. They'll hand it off to Eber. Eber, he is stacked up and bottled at the line of scrimmage, but falls forward for 1 yard on the play. And no, they'll give him 2 to the 22, so second down and 8.
See, that's the key right there, right? He's stacked up, he's bottled up, but it's still plus 2. That's what TJ does in specific. That's what Tyler Eber does.
Second and 8.
But 2 is not the 3.5 we talked about, right?
No, it is not.
3.5, 3.5, 3.5, that gets you a first down. See, folks, I paid attention at times in math class.
Under center, Costco, single back, two receivers to the near side. Screen pass for White, and again, a rifle pass by Costco. And
that's not the scary thing. The scary thing is House is looking at Braden White to make the tackle. If he's looking at the football, it's a 16-16 game. That's a dangerous pass to the near side.
So a third down and 8 upcoming for the Jaguars. Ball on their own 22-yard line. 7:23 to go, third quarter. Jaguars struggling offensively right now after the big play on the initial drive of this half by Eber. Since then, not much going. Back to passes, Costco looking downfield. Deep routes. It's Egerton on the comeback towards the middle of the field. And a first down across the 35 to the 37-yard line for 15.
So his second target, Kane Egerton. Really good, again, good line work. And it gives him time. And there's still good coverage. There are a lot of players in this defensive backfield. We're going to get Egerton is nicked up.
Yeah,
he limps off the field. But a good delayed route, and maybe the secondary receiver, and give credit to Costco, that was on the money, and that's a much-needed first down in this third quarter for TJ, especially after the quick scoring drive for Lampeter Strasburg.
First and 10 for Thomas Jefferson at the 37-yard line in the middle of the field, going right to left. Under center, Costco. Hands it off. Eber dive play right up the middle following the center. And Zane Sable up to the 45 for a gain of 8.
Good downfield block too by Gavin Miller, the wide receiver. But that's just a quick burst and a quick 8 for Tyler Eber. Ball out near midfield.
So a second and 2 upcoming. for Thomas Jefferson. 6:25 to go here in the third quarter and rolling. 16-10 TJ leads. Under center. Costco motions White from near side boundary to the far side slot. Hand off to Eber. Eber wrapped up right past the line of scrimmage. Gains a yard on the play and in on the tackle.
That's that whoop talked about earlier. Sorry, Sean. Yeah, big. 6'4", 315. I'd classify that as big. First time we've been able to call his name on a stop. Eber saw it coming and tried to make a little. He put his left foot hard into the turf and tried to cut back to the right, but Wolf had none of it. By the way, Wolf, just a sophomore at 6'4 and 315.
Costco under center, single receiver. Third and one for TJ and throw him 46. Handoff Eber. He's going to squeak through off left guard up to the 48-yard line. They'll give him the 49. He needed one and managed to get. No, they'll give him the 48 for two.
I got him unofficially at 190. Maybe 191.
First and 10 at the 48.
So, first and 10 for TJ. Still in its own territory at the 48. They'll fake it to Eber. They're going to look deep. Braden White in single coverage. Beats his man. Drops it. Had it in his hands at the 12-yard line. Beat his defender, and that was Christian Nolt. But in and out of the hands of the sure-handed Braden White, which had six on his mind.
Just off his fingertips, too. A little bit out of his reach. But play action works because the running game is so good. And that, if that is a half a tick closer to Braden White, that's six. Good reminder, too. I need to do that.
7:502 to go. Hand off to Eber. He's going to go off left tackle. He's across midfield to the 46-yard line.
Good tackle from the near side by Weichler.
Nolt
as well.
6-yard gain.
Here's the thing, and this is what TJ will do to you, right? So the quick drive from Lampeter Strasburg to get back within six, but TJ started this drive at the 20. They're approaching 3.5, almost 4 minutes on this drive.
Eber on the toss. He is stacked back, gets 2 yards. He is short of the line to gain. He needed four. He got two up to the 44-yard line, so a fourth and two upcoming for Thomas Jefferson. And now decision time.
Yeah, do you flip the field or do you trust your defense? Trusting your defense and your offense, right?
They're going to bring Wessel out in the punt unit.
I like that decision, right? Flip the field earlier a little bit, which ended up in the block punt safety. Let's see if Wessel could pin the Pioneers back deep.
Wessel's kick. Spiral to the near side, takes a TJ roll, and he goes out of bounds. They're going to mark it at the 20-yard line, so a short kick for Wessel, and the Jaguars give Lampeter Strasburg.
I don't mind that because it's a pet peeve of mine where you don't try to kick the ball out of bounds. You try to let your gunners run down the middle of the field. There you see some of the fans braving the conditions here in Altoona. It's been windy. We had a little bit of sun. We've had flurries. But you wanted that rule at least inside the 20. But you put it back on your defense, right?
Shotgun formation for House. Hands it off to Brown. He takes it to the far side. Gets up across the line of scrimmage up to the 23 for a 3-yard gain. And a second down and 7 for the Pioneers.
Forte Villa. Get Brown. It's been difficult for, outside of the House run maybe, it's been difficult for Lampeter Strasburg to run players like that to the outside. Who was injured for TJ? That player got off the field, so. Everything stretched out, so maybe a cramp-type situation.
Shotgun again for House. House looks, comeback route, curl, made the catch, and stacked up on the far side of the field was the receiver Cunningham, I believe it was, on the catch on the far side.
Was hit right away. It was actually Christian Knowles.
No, it was Knowles on the catch. His first catch of the game.
Nate Ferrison right there immediately.
Made a third down and two. House keeps it. He falls forward and goes just enough to pick up the first down at the line to gain. Needed two and got exactly that. House with 50 yards now on nine carries. House back to pass in the four receiver. Look, rolls out to his left. Single coverage, man open. It's Nolte. He makes the catch at the 37, and he's going all the way. Touchdown, Lampeter Strasburg. 70 yards, and we are tied at 16.
70-yard touchdown strike, Christian Nolte.
Well, single coverage over there. Not really play action, but the lay. Good reset. Taking two, three steps to the left. Perfect pass. House Sandult for 70. Christian Knoll. We called his name a lot. Defensively, House with a 45-yard touchdown run. Caleb House with a 70-yard touchdown strike. And the Pioneers are an extra point away from getting back on top in this one.
Extra point, wobbly kick, but finds its way through. And Lampeter Strasburg with 14 unanswered have taken the lead. It's Pioneers 17, Jaguars 16 here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
You know the name, Attorney Frank Walker of FrankWalkerLaw.com, your local criminal defense and injury attorney. Whether you've been charged with a crime or injured in an accident, you need Frank Walker Law on your side. Call 412-532-6805. That's 412-532-6805. Lock it in your phone and text it to your friends. 412-532-6805 or visit online at frankwalkerlaw.com.
At Tandem Built, garages are what we do. They have cameras on a lot of the door openers now. The nice feature about a camera is a lot of people do their shopping online. So, you know, you have Amazon or whoever coming to deliver your package. There's an app that can let you know when they arrive. You can open the door for them. You can see what they're doing and communicate back and forth. Say, hey, set that package right there by the bicycle. Then after they're done, thank you and close the door. Call me or find us online at tandembuilt.net. That's tandembuilt.net.
17-16, Lampeter Strasburg has stormed back.
That's an answer, my friend.
They were, had
a big-time answer in the third quarter.
Pioneers had eight total yards at halftime as the ensuing kickoff is dropped at the nine-yard line by Miller. He takes it up the near side, and they're calling him down at the 20, or at the nine-yard line, and a lot of TJ fans are irate over this, and so is Bill Chirpak, because he scooped the ball up, but his knee never touched the turf.
Well, he'll see it on the replay right here.
The knee did drop down. It looked real quick.
It was down.
And he had a lot of open grass ahead of him, too, on the return.
Fake grass. Artificial grass. A lot of green, right? So they make the right call.
So the nine-yard line for Thomas Jefferson after the defense has allowed big plays the last two drives. The Jaguars right now need a response. Down 17-16. Costco under center, single back. Hand off Eber, and he is belted behind the line of scrimmage. Thad Wolf on the tackle for a loss of a yard. First negative play of the day for the Jaguars.
I think Thad was a little upset that the first time I mentioned him was how they were being blocked well by Thomas Jefferson, because the big guy just swallowed up Eber for a loss of one right there.
So a second and 11 for Thomas Jefferson now. Shotgun formation. Toss forward to White. White end over end to the far side. He's going nowhere. Back-to-back tackles for losses. The pass to White goes for a negative gain. And it's Cole Lopez on the tackle. Third and 12 now for the Jaguars.
all the momentum, too, for Lampeter Strasburg. They weren't really tested all year till their season finale, a 14-point win over Wyomissing. Last year, they were down by 4 at half, and they were down late, 3:07 to go, trailed 27-20, tied it up late, won it in overtime. They've got a big-time third quarter going on right here against Thomas Jefferson on a huge 3rd-and-12 inside their 10 for the Jaguars.
Back to pass, Costco, standing in his end zone, dumps it off to Eber on the screen, gets to the near side, but he's wrapped up and taken down on the near side of the field by Danny Weichler after a gain of 2 and a 3rd-and-10 upcoming for Thomas Jefferson.
Here's the flip side to that. This, the 17 points, Sean, the most TJ has given up since the third week of the season in a 34-31 overtime win against McKeesport.
Punt goes over the head of the return man and takes a TJ roll back to the Pioneer 31-yard line. 18 seconds to go in the third quarter. And
remember that punt.
Yeah, Lampeter Strasburg, though, this offense has got something clicking here in this third
59-yard punt, right? That only becomes important if the defense can get back to the task for Thomas Jefferson here with 18 seconds to go in the third quarter, which has been dominated by the Pioneers.
So the Jaguars defense looking to hold this time. Two big play touchdowns for Lampeter Strasburg in this quarter. House in the gun, three receivers to the far side, double slot. House keeps it himself, brings it to the short side of the field. Steps forward across the 35 and is taken down at the 36-yard line after a 5-yard gain. And that's going to do it for the third quarter of play. 14 unanswered by the Pioneers. And we have a good one going to the fourth. Pioneers 17, Jaguars 16, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundations and on NFHS.
When it comes to your skincare, Voyovich Dermatology Associates has had your skin covered for 50 years. Hi, this is Dr. Justin Voyovich. We have 10 experienced clinicians and 3 convenient locations. In the Crossroads Building on West Bow Street in Washington, in Mount Lebanon near St. Clair Hospital, and in Pleasant Hills, just minutes off the 43 toll road. Our professional staff will provide a pleasant experience in our state-of-the-art facilities. We offer a full spectrum of services: skin cancer detection and treatment, pediatric dermatology, acne, psoriasis, and eczema therapies, and we are your board-certified dermatologist source for Botox, fillers, lasers, microneedling, and cool sculpting. So trust your skin with the largest independent family-owned dermatology practice in Western Pennsylvania. Call Voyovich Dermatology Associates at 412-429-2570 or visit our website at vucare.com. That's vucare.com.
Second down and 4, so they made it a 6-yard gain for House on that play at the Pioneer 37-yard line. Hand off to Brown. Brown bounces it to the near sideline. Gets across the 40-45 and finally taken down at the 47-yard line for a 10-yard carry. And now it's the offensive line of Lampeter Strasburg getting the victories on the front line.
Specifically Eli Hawley. He sealed the edge, the left edge. That allowed Brown to come to the near side and get the 10-yard pickup.
House past the Nolt on the near side. The single receiver drops to the turf, incomplete. First incompletion of the half for House. He was 0-for-2 in the first half passing. He is 3-of-4 for 83 yards passing in the second half. Shotgun formation, double slot to the right, four receiver look. Single receiver to the near side and Nolt. House takes the snap, keeps it himself. Gets out to the near side, across the 50, 45, 40, streaking across the 35, down to the 31-yard line. A pickup of 22 and a first down for the Pioneers.
And again, a good seal on the near edge. That's really kind of an easy run for House.
And House back in the shotgun. This time, hands it to Brown. He falls forward up the middle. He's wrapped up, and finally the whistles blow him the play dead after a pickup of four to the 27-yard line.
Well, this was not the same offense or the same team we saw in the first half, specifically the second quarter. Give all credit to Victor Ridenour and his staff, as the Pioneers looked like a different team in the second half, and they're on the move once again.
House in the gun. Still in this four-receiver set. Drops back to pass. Throws one deep. Man open. Back corner. Incomplete pass intended for Weichler on the far sideline, just shy of the pylon. And it's third down upcoming for Lampeter Strasburg. Third and six from the Jaguar 27.
That's a long pattern and a long timing pattern. Emmett Forte on the cover off the fingertips inside the five-yard line. But brings up a huge third down. We've got a good field goal kicker, too, and Peter Ferrello mentioned his hit consistently from 42 in the pregame.
House will keep it. He gets to the near side, gets a block, and he's out of bounds. First down, Pioneers to the 17-yard line. Got 10, needed 6.
Well, this run to the left has been the key. All the big runs, including the touchdown run, have come to the left. The touchdown pass went to the left. The big runs on this drive have all come to the left for the Pioneers.
House will take it, keeps it, holds onto it, breaks the initial tackler, falls forward back for a loss of a yard on the play to the
18. They tried to go
right that time.
Camberis, Deacon Camberis.
Loss of a yard.
Egerton also on the stop.
Second and 11.
Now they'll move the trips to the near side of the field. Single receiver off to the far side in Hostetter. Handoff, dive, up to the 15-yard line and nowhere else to go for Brown on the carry after a gain of 3. And a third down looming for Lampeter Strasburg.
Keep in mind, a one-point game. And if you be on Ferrello, whose field goal earlier made him 10 of 12 on the season. Only makes it a four-point game, which means TJ would need a touchdown. So this becomes a big defensive stand and a big part, big point in this game. And we're going to get a Lampeter Strasburg timeout.
Timeout by the Pioneers. 9:58 to go. Fourth quarter. We'll take a break here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Third down and 8 coming up for the Pioneers. Ball on the Thomas Jefferson 15-yard line. Far side hashes. Pioneers have scored 14 unanswered in this second half to go up 17-16. House is in the gun. Four receivers, trips to the near side left. House takes the snap, drops back to pass, looks to the back of the end zone, incomplete. Pass airmailed on the far side, looking for Hostetter, and a fourth down and 8 coming up for Lampeter Strasburg, and they are going to send out Fiorello for his second field goal attempt of the game. So Fiorello from 32 yards out.
His long, by the way, in the year 51, so this is well within his range.
Snap good. Hold a little messy, but the kick is up, and that kick is buried. So Fiorello hits this one from 32 yards out. And the lead for the Pioneers grows to 20-16 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS. Oh, no, we'll keep it here. So, Thomas Jefferson, Bob, this has been a tale of two halves. It was dominated by the Jaguars in the first 24 minutes of play, but the last, 14 minutes and 12 seconds have been.
It's been all blue and white, huh?
Yeah.
Give credit to the Pioneers, as I said. They figured it out. Bill Tripp talked about them running unbalanced and with trips on the backside so you can't overcommit. I mentioned they've done a lot of damage to the left side. The thing, if you're Thomas Jefferson, there are a couple things. Still plenty of time left. Got a great running game. You've had 8-9 minute drives in your tank, in your DNA, right? And if you do that and get into the end zone, you can take the lead. So the problem is the Pioneers' defense has been equally impressive as their offense here in the second half.
End over end kick, White from the goal line takes it in the end zone. Touchback as Thomas Jefferson will take over at its own 20-yard line.
EJ starts out at the 20-yard line.
9:48 on the clock. Thomas Jefferson's offense got rolling in the latter stages of the first quarter and second quarter. We'll see if Thomas Jefferson just needed another quarter to get the offense
going. So down four, and with 9:48, right, you can stay in your comfort zone, which is a lot of Tyler Eber, maybe some play-action passes thrown in. But the Pioneers might have something to say about that. So they've made adjustments on both sides of the football. It's time for TJ to adjust here in the fourth quarter.
Hand off to Eber, and Eber falls forward across the 20, but it's just for a singular yard on the play and a second down and nine upcoming. And the Peter Strasburg defense has really honed in on this rushing attack for Thomas Jefferson.
And 1 second and nine.
That time it was Steve Berger, the senior, who made the tackle. He's been present. He's the left defensive end for the Pioneers.
Fake handoff. Costco, comeback route. White makes the catch at the 29-yard line. Kept his footing, though, and by doing so, it pushed him back to the 27-yard line for just 6 yards.
Braden White with reception.
Those are the kind of passes you need, right? Play action keeps the defense honest. Puts you in a third and manageable to third and three. White, your playmaker, too. He spins maybe to the inside instead of towards the sideline. Maybe a bigger gainer and a first down, which you'd take, but a huge third and three. Everything gets magnified as we tick at 9:03 left in this fourth quarter. Four-point lead for Lampeter Strasburg.
Handoff goes to Eber. He takes it to the far side of the field, but he's upended just shy of the line to gain. Needed three. Got two on the far side hashes.
Well, I thought that was well set up, right? And Emery Floor chasing, and Christian Holt comes underneath. I thought Eber turns the corner to the right side, Sean, and gets the first down and can't do it. TJ's got confidence, right? Here they come. They are 2-for-2 on fourth down. They need to be 3-for-3 here trailing in the fourth quarter by four.
So Thomas Jefferson down four with 8:25 on the clock. Fourth down and one, 29-yard line in its own territory. Under center, Costco. Hands it off. Eber, he is stacked! And it's going to be close. They're going to move the sticks. He got stacked on the second effort. Gains the 1 yard needed.
Wow, inches. Eber breaks through, and then he goes left, and he slides just enough to the right of that pile. Just enough. It's a football length first down, and that is a huge fourth down pickup. 3-for-3 now, TJ, on fourth down. And here we go. Strap in, ladies and gentlemen.
TJ at its own 30. Single back set. Fake handoff to Eber, rolling out his Costco. He tried to dump it off to the tight end Camberis, but the pressure bearing down on him by Emery Floor. No, that was not Emery Floor. That was Preston Schooner who pressured Costco to dump it off quickly, second down and 10.
First target of the afternoon for Cooper Camberis, the 6'4", 215-pound tight end. He's got a brother Deacon on this team, the sophomore, Cooper the senior. Their father, Nick Camberis, had a fantastic high school career at Steel Valley and coached at CMU, went to Miami of Ohio, coached at CMU, also head coaching stints in the WPL at his alma mater, Steel Valley, and Keystone Oaks.
Costco back to pass, looks to the near side. White on the comeback route, makes the catch at the 44. Sticks the hand in the turf to keep his balance. Crosses the 45 to the 47 for a 17-yard gain, his longest reception of the day.
So I like that pattern. It's more of a timing pattern. So White, he's got double coverage, but he drives the defensive backs off. Costco throws it. You mentioned comeback, right? More just a stop, and he turns around because the cushion is there, and he's wide open. He's got a three-yard cushion. That's a good pitch and catch, and that gets TJ mentioned, 17-yard pickup out near midfield.
Under center, Costco. Costco, handoff, Eber. Eber falls up to midfield and picks up 2 yards, and he's right at the midfield stripe in the logo of the A of Altoona. So a second down and 8 for Thomas Jefferson, and it looks like the Jaguars are just trying to wear this clock down and hope to punch this one in.
Said, right, still their comfort zone is here. Eber now over 200 yards. Still the workhorse.
Under center, Costco, 3 receiver set now. Slot to the far side. It's going to be on a screen pass. White makes the catch, makes the initial defender miss across the 45, up across the 40, and finally out of bounds at the 36-yard line for 14 yards.
We've seen it a lot, just that flat pass. Really no block. There was another receiver out there that was Egerton, but he didn't have a chance to block. And a good thing, it might have been a penalty, but that's what White does and has done, and especially the last two games. And the drive is alive. It's over 3 minutes now. TJ has marched from their own 20 to the Lampeter Strasburg 36 on a new set of downs, first and 10.
Slot to the near side now. Hand off Eber, and he's going to get across the line of scrimmage up to the 45-yard line for just 1 yard on the carry. He has 204 yards in this game.
Steve Berger and Schoenauer get underneath. Tough yards, and you need them. He's had two big gainers. He had a 20-yard touchdown run, did Eber, and he had a 35-yard run as well. But now you're looking at tough yards, and got this clock ticking down to halfway, the halfway point of the fourth quarter here in the state semifinals.
Motion man slot. White from far to near side, and it's the toss play to Eber, who is buried to the turf at the 40, at the 32-yard line after a pickup of 3 on the play. That is the 42nd carry for Tyler Eber, and a third down and 6.
It's a real good tackle by Brown, too. I thought that was well set up, but Eber couldn't get to the right edge, and Brown comes in. If he gets to the edge, probably at least inside the 30, might not have picked up the first down, but Brown gets to him before he even gets to the edge. So now a huge third and 6, 4 down territory, no doubt, I think, here for TJ.
Costco under center. Single back, trips to the far side of the field. Costco takes the snap, hands it off to Eber, and he has nowhere to go.
Steeberger underneath, cuts him down, chops down the tree.
So fourth down and 6 for Thomas Jefferson. On the clock, it reads 4 minutes, 50 seconds and counting.
2 timeouts either way. Punt does you no good right here. Too long for a field goal.
Braden White, the highlight receiver, is in the slot to the far side. He motions from the far side to the near side right. Fakes it, rolling out. It's a bubble screen. Incomplete, intended for White. Tipped at the line of scrimmage. Pioneers get a stop and take over at their own 32-yard line.
So they fake pitch left to Eber, and they come back on an inside screen, and there are 4 white jerseys all around that ball. Steeberger was there, Lopez amongst others. Cunningham as well. That's well sniffed out. I think if he catches that, unless he can make a man miss, he's dropped anyway. So now you put it on your defense. Mentioned 2 timeouts left for TJ. 2 timeouts left for either team. But you need the huge stop here of your TJ. And now maybe if you get the ball back, you're out of your comfort zone, trailing by 4 here with 4:30 to go in quarter number 4.
4.5 to go. Shotgun for House. 4 receivers. 3 to the far side. He keeps it himself. wrapped up, breaks the initial tackle, falls forward to the 35, keeps the legs churning up to the 36-yard line. Forward progress established after a gain of 4 on the play.
It's an impressive 4-yard pickup for Caleb House. He was hit, would have been maybe for a loss of 1, but he gets out of the tackle of Villa, and then he keeps the leg drive going for 4, keeps the clock running, which is all important for the Pioneers. Actually about a 3.5-yard pickup on that one, but still 3.5 precious yards, and clock is inside of 4 minutes.
They'll officially mark it 3 yards, so 2nd and 7 as the clock winds. Under 15 seconds on the play clock, 3:45 on the game clock. House back in this four-receiver grouping. Brown to his left shoulder. House takes the snap, hands it off to Brown. Brown gets ahead to the 40, and he's dropped, but he keeps pushing forward. First down, Pioneers at the 45-yard line, a gain of 10.
Huge 10-yard pickup. So he goes to the right, cuts it up, and he's undercut at the 40, and then the push came from his offensive line and his teammates, also one of the wide receivers in there. And they push him all the way to the 45. That's a huge first down for the Pioneers.
3:10 to go. Ball at the 45. Pioneers in their own territory. House waits, takes the snap, hands it off to Brown. Brown gets an opening to midfield, keeps the legs churning, backpedaling for the first down at the Thomas Jefferson 45-yard line.
That's entirely opposite of the previous 10-yard run. This time, at the end, it's all Dominic Brown. And it was all Dominic Brown at the end, backpedaling for an extra 4 yards. The first time, it was his teammates pushing him. This time, it was all Dominic Brown, the senior, at 5'11", 176.
2:40 and counting to go. Fresh set of downs for the Pioneers. Jaguars do have 2 timeouts, trailing 20-16. House in the gun, sidecar Brown to the right shoulder. Trips to the far side of the field. House takes the snap. He's going to take it to that far side of the field. Stutter steps. Breaks a tackle. Still held up at the line of scrimmage. Turk wraps him up, and they're going to continue to push the pile, but forward progress stopped at the 48-yard line, and Thomas Jefferson will take a timeout with 2:12 to go in the fourth quarter. 1 timeout remaining for the Jaguars, and a second down coming up when we return here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hit fans, only sort of fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound, we got it. Illinois, y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know, I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
2:12 on the fourth quarter clock. 2nd down and 7 for Lampeter Strasburg. Ball at the 42-yard line. House is in the gun, double slot near side left. Single receiver off to the far side of the field. House takes the snap, hands it off to Brown. Brown cuts across to the 35. First down, Pioneers to the 34. An 8-yard gain, but a flat. I thought they said flag on the play. There was not. An 8-yard carry, 65 for Brown. And the clock winds under 2 minutes. TJ has just 1 timeout remaining. Minute 50 now to go in this one. And the Pioneers, with a huge second half offensive outcome, have pushed past with 17 unanswered, leading 20-16, chewing the clock down to 10 on the play.
Just 1 timeout left for TJ as well.
House, handoff Brown. Brown just dives forward for a yard on the play to the 33-yard line, and Thomas Jefferson will take a timeout, and we'll take one as well. It's 20-16. Lampeter Strasburg when we return on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
20-16, Lampeter Strasburg leading Thomas Jefferson with 1:22 to go in the fourth quarter. The Jaguars have used their final timeout. Bill Chirpak was having a conversation with the officials. It is second down and 9, and really the Jaguars need to force a turnover at this point.
That's the storyline right there, no question.
Hand off to Brown. Brown bounces it to the far side of the field. He's wrapped, breaks the tackle, keeps going, and is finally taken down for no gain on the play. It is a third down and 9, and
Pius could take this down to about 39 seconds, 40 yeah. seconds. Maybe take a timeout right there.
Third down.
So the clock, yes, it will wind down to 34 seconds when they would need to call the timeout. So Thomas Jefferson is going to half. No, there's nothing Thomas Jefferson really can do at this point because this is going to wind down and Lampeter Strasburg.
They're going to take their timeout.
Yep. They just have to drop a knee. We'll send it to a break. 2016 when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
20-16, Pioneers on top, a third down and 9, 33 seconds to go, and victory formation.
Special moment here for the Pioneers. They're going to go to the state championship game for the first time in school history. And the favorite, any player, coach, right, any fan, this is their favorite formation, Sean Saputo.
House drops to the knee, and the Pioneers overcoming a 16-3 halftime deficit in which they had just 8 yards of total offense, have come back to defeat the Thomas Jefferson Jaguars 20-16. The Pioneers are going to the state championship for the first time in school history. You can hear the band on the far side of the Pioneers, the fans on their feet as the blue and white Pioneers 14-0. And we are going to have new blood on both ends of the state championship in 4A as it will be a clash of the Pioneers against another team in the winner of the other semifinal.
So Lampeter Strasburg, 14-0 from District 3, got to Monsignor Bonner and Archbishop Prendergast, Bonner Prendy, as they call them. They're 10-2. They're the District 12 champions. And Southern Lehigh, they are the champions out of District 11. Southern Lehigh is 12-2. Neither of those teams have ever been to a state championship. So 4A breaks new ground next week in Mechanicsburg.
Well, the Pioneers just did what they needed to do.
Well, the halftime adjustments, right?
Yep.
In the second half, an entirely different team. All the credit in the world to Victor Reidenauer, his staff, and his players.
17 unanswered. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap this one up. here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
When it comes to your skincare, Voyvich Dermatology Associates has had your skin covered for 50 years. Hi, this is Dr. Justin Voyvich. We have 10 experienced clinicians and 3 convenient locations. In the Crossroads Building on West Bow Street in Washington, in Mount Lebanon near St. Clair Hospital, and in Pleasant Hills, just minutes off the 43 Toll Road. Our professional staff will provide a pleasant experience in our state-of-the-art facilities. We offer a full spectrum of services: skin cancer detection and treatment, pediatric dermatology, acne, psoriasis, and eczema therapies, and we are your board-certified dermatologist source for Botox, fillers, lasers, microneedling, and CoolSculpting. So trust your skin with the largest independent family-owned dermatology practice in Western Pennsylvania. Call Voyvich Dermatology Associates at 412-429-2570 or visit our website at vucare.com. That's vucare.com.
20-16, Lampeter Strasburg is going to the state championship game, defeating the Thomas Jefferson Jaguars 20-16. Sean Saputo, Bob Morquist here on the WJPA Sports Network and on the NFHS Network. And Bobby O, it was all Thomas Jefferson in the first half, and the script flipped in the second half.
You've got to give all the credit in the world to Lampeter Strasburg, right? They were up against it in the D3 championship game, trailing at halftime against Wyomissing, trailing late. Howells made a huge play to set up a game-tying field where they win in the D3 championship, 30-27, their fourth title. They had 8 yards of offense, 8 yards of offense through the first two quarters. They totally turned it around in the second half. They score all 17 points. And here we go. Block punt for TJ, which made it 3-2. This is all in the first half. And then Eber, a 1 yard run. And then Tyler Eber on the next one got a 20 yard run. But here's the turning point, right? Second half, Dom Brown had nothing going as far as that in the first half. The turnaround came with Caleb House in the second half. So here we go. There's House. His touchdown run, a 45-yarder, right? That kind of shocked TJ and shocked the Pioneers back into life. Then he resets on play action, throws to Christian Nolt for a 70-yard touchdown. That's the second lead for the Pioneers, 17-16. And then a field goal for Ferrelli late to make it their second field goal. That's a 32-yarder to make it 20-16. As good and as big as the turnaround their offense had, their defense, Sean, also equally impressive in the second half. You have to give them all the credit in the world. Whatever they said, whatever they did, whatever adjustments they made at halftime for head coach Victor Reidenhauer, they worked. And they're looking for their first ever state championship, their first ever state championship game appearance. Just in case you're wondering, Thursday, 7 o'clock at Cumberland Valley High School, and it will be Lambert or Strasburg against either Bonner, Prendergast, or Southern Lehigh.
Final numbers for these two teams for the victorious Lampeter Strasburg Pioneers. This team had 8 total yards of offense in the first half on 15 plays. They finished this game with 244 yards of offense, picking up 236 in the second half, led by quarterback Caleb House, who goes 3 of 8 passing for 83 yards, including a 70-yard touchdown connection to Christian Nolt. He also added 93 yards on 15 carries with a touchdown run on the ground that was of 45 yards. Dom Brown, 66 yards on 16 carries in the game. Altogether, 244 with 161 rushing yards and 83 passing yards for the Pioneers. For Thomas Jefferson, 161 yards in the first half, just 127 in the second half, 288 total, led by Tyler Eber, 43 carries for 207 yards and 2 touchdowns for the sophomore running back. And then Luke Costco, 10 of 21 passing for 77 yards and an interception. Braden White leading the way with 6 receptions for 60 yards, 211 rushing yards, 71 passing, and 288 total for the Jaguars.
First loss of the season for TJ. Just their second loss in 7 PIAA semifinal games. And the first victory, 1-4. And it's going to be sweet for the Pioneers, and they'll enjoy it. Then they'll get back to work. And as we said, in 4A in the state of Pennsylvania, they'll be a first-time state champion. Got to give, again, the credit to the Pioneers. There are phases of football, right? Practice, pregame phases where you get ready for your opponent. There are in-game adjustments. There are halftime adjustments. Halftime adjustments for the Pioneers. The difference in this one is they win by 4 over Thomas Jefferson.
We're going to take one more break, and when we come back, we will recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
The folks at Fagan Sanitary Supply are the gym floor authorities. Fagan Supply carries Hilliard Refinishing Products, the best gym floor products in the country. That's the way Fagan Supply does business. The best. Fagan Supply keeps the Thomas Jefferson gym floor looking great, and they'll do it for your school, too. Fagan Sanitary Supply. On your staff, not on your payroll. Call or go online. FaganSupply.com.
You know the name. Attorney Frank Walker of FrankWalkerLaw.com, your local criminal defense and injury attorney. Whether you've been charged with a crime or injured in an accident, you need Frank Walker Law on your side. Call 412-532-6805. That's 412-532-6805. Lock it in your phone and text it to your friends. 412-532-6805 or visit online at FrankWalkerLaw.com.
Garage door up, garage door down. Garage door up, garage door down. Garage door down, garage door down.
Garage door not working? This is Tom from Tandem Built. At Tandem Built, garages are what we do. Our repairmen have experience and the parts to service your residential or commercial garage door and get it working again. Call me, 724-565-1228, or find us online at tandembuilt.net. That's tandembuilt.net. At Tandem Built, garages are what we do.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS, it's time to recognize our Player of the Game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And your Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, player of the game is the senior quarterback for Lampeter Strasburg, Caleb House.
He's a dual threat, right? There he is being interviewed after the game, and as he should be. He made a huge play on a 4th-and-13 to keep the season alive last week and to force overtime against Y Missing on a pass to Hostetler. They won that one. He had a huge second half here. He's a captain. He's a leader, and there's a reason why the drive back to Lampeter, PA, which is just south of Lancaster, will be a happy one for the Pioneers, Sean Saputo.
15 rushes, 93 yards, and a touchdown on the ground. 3 of 6 passing for 83 yards, and a touchdown in the air for your Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, player of the game. And let's wrap this one up. Bobby O, Lampeter Strasburg, they clinch the spot in the PIAA Class 4A state championship game for the first time in school history. And one team that can honestly say they did something not a lot can say, and that's out-physical Thomas Jefferson to the point where they could come back and beat them.
Certainly did so in the last 24 minutes, so all the credit to them and Coach Ryder and their staff, because they've earned this one, right? They out physical to a very tough team, handing TJ their first loss. They get a chance for their first ever state championship, and that is a special moment for any team. And, 2 weeks in a row that they had a great second half. They win in overtime. They win here today, and they get a chance for the state championship. So all the credit goes to the Lampeter Strasburg Pioneers in this one. 4-point victors over Thomas Jefferson.
That's going to do it for us here from Mansion Park Stadium in Altoona, Pennsylvania. For Bob Orquist, my broadcast partner, a special thank you to our crew, Jason Tennant, our producer and director, our camera operator, Scott Donnelly, Noah Tennant, and Brett Gambita. I am Sean Saputo, thanking you for joining us this afternoon. With the final score 20-16 in favor of Lampeter Strasburg. And sponsored today by Voyevich Dermatology Associates, with 3 convenient locations in Mount Lebanon, Washington, and in Pleasant Hills, right off the 43 Toll Road. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. Tandem Built Garages, helping with some of life's ups and downs. Call 724-565-1228. Online at tandembuilt.net. Frank Walker Law. You need Frank Walker Law on your side. FrankWalkerLaw.com. Fagan Sanitary Supply, keeping gym floors looking great, including the ones at Thomas Jefferson. FaganSupply.com. Washington and Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on at washjeff.edu. Good Orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Eber & Associates Insurance Services, the defense you need on your side. Log on at eberinsurance.com. And Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Final score again, 20-16. Lampeter Strasburg headed to the PIAA Class 4A State Championship game, defeating the Thomas Jefferson Jaguars today from Mansion Park Stadium in Altoona. We thank you for joining us on the WJPA Sports Network and on the NFHS Network.